弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以在主面前再一次思想、寻求他心意的机会。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the chance to meditate and also seek Lord's will.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers.
天父，我们感谢、赞美、归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
谢谢你借着你爱子耶稣基督所成就的救赎。
Thank you for the salvation you have done through your beloved Son Jesus Christ.
使我们可以坦然进入至圣所。
So we can enter into the Holy of Holies boldly.
也可以坦然无惧来到父神的面前。
And without any fear, we come before the Father.
谢谢你借着你爱子设下饼杯，让我们纪念的机会。
Thank you, through your beloved Son, you have to set the bread and the cup so we can remember you.
谢谢你一次又一次的让我们能够实在的经历到你所赐下的救恩在我们身上的好处。
Thank you for letting us experience all the benefits of the salvation you've given us over and over again.
我们再次把颂赞荣耀从心里来归给你自己。
Once again, we offer you all the thanksgiving and praises from the bottom of heart.
我们也求你借着这一点的时间再向我们说话。
Also pray that you speak to us through this time.
求你爱子的宝血再一次遮盖我们。
May the precious blood of your beloved Son once again covers us.
也求你所赐的全副的军装为我们全教会为每一个圣徒都穿上。
Pray that you put on the full armor of God in the whole church and also for each one of the saints.
求你向我们的心说话。
Do speak to our hearts.
因为唯有你是那位说话的主。
For you are the only Lord who speaks.
求你是给翻译的，是给说话的，是给听话的，都有你宝座来的话语。
Do give the words to the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen, the words from your throne.
求你使服侍的人灵魂身体能够在你面前够得上，在你面前服侍的需要。
Do pray that you give.Those who serve the spirit, soul, and body able to reach how to serve you.
因为只有你是那位供应的主。
For you are the Lord of provision.
你知道我们的需要。
You know our needs.
你知道每一颗心的情况。
And you know each one of our hearts.
求你向我们的心说话。
Do speak to our hearts.
我们在这样的聚集中，我们最渴慕的乃是遇见我们的主。
In such gathering, our longing is to meet our Lord.
主啊，求你遇见我们。
Lord, do meet us.
在你的话中，在你的同在中，在你圣灵的工作中来遇见我们。
Meet us in your words, in your presence, and the work of your Holy Spirit.
我们无依无靠地把下面时间交托在你手中。
Without any dependence, we offer the following time unto your hands.
求你照着你旨意做成你的工作。
According to your will, accomplish your work.
也就是照着你的旨意建造你的教会。
And also according to your will, build up your church.
也照着你的旨意成全众圣徒。
According to your will, edify, perfect each saint.
谢谢你给我们这个机会。
Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
愿你的显现，你的荣耀，使我们带着你丰盛的同在回去。
May your appearance and your glory help us to return with your riches of glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
阿们。好，我们先读一点圣经。
Let's start with place of scriptures.
路加福音21章34到36节。
Luke chapter 21 verse 34 to 36.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食、醉酒，并今生的思虑，累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗，忽然临到你们。
And take heed to yourself, lest any time your hearts be overcharged with suffocating and drunkenness and cares of this life, that so that they come upon you unawares.
因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
Watch you therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
在犹大书二十四节。
Jude 24. Book of Jude, verse 24.
那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的，我们的救主独一的神。
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前，并现今，直到永永远远。阿门。
To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
好，我们还是继续啊，在主面前思想怎样时时警醒，常常祈求。
So we continue to meditate before the Lord, how to always be watchful and also pray without ceasing.
我们为什么要时时警醒？我们为什么要常常祈求
？Why shall we always be watchful and always pray？
再从路加福音这一段话给我们看到，前面有一个网罗，前面有一个忧愁。
From the words in Gospel Book of Luke, we do see there's snare and sorrow ahead of us.
这是每一个人都可能会进去的。
That each one of us might fall into it.
但是是有一个出路的。
But there is a way out.
这个出路呢，就是我们时时警醒，常常祈求，到一个地步，主的能力在我们身上。
So this way out is that we're always watchful and pray to the point that the power of God is upon us.
使我们可以逃避这个网罗，可以逃避这个这些的忧愁。
So we can escape all those snares and those sorrows.
但是不是光逃避而已。他是要我们能够站立在主的面前。
But not just to escape, but enable us to stand before the Lord.
所以站立在主面前是主很宝贵的心意。
So to stand before the Lord is His precious will.
可能对我们来讲，我们从来不想这件事。
It might be that we never think of this.
不是你们不想，我也不想。
Not only you don't think about it, me neither.
我现在之所以想，是主感动我去想它。
As now I think about this, because the Lord has touched me.
而且不是今天才感动我想他。
And the Lord hasn't touched me just only today.
是大概我得救还不到一年的时候，主就感动我去想他。
The Lord touched me less than 1 year after I got saved.
当时我完全不知道为什么。
At that time, I completely did not know why.
当时我只知道叫我去想他的时候，就是鼓励我要继续去聚会。
At that time, the only thing I know was, as I think about this, that's encouraged me to continue meeting.
但这里说是，这里时时警醒，常常祈求，到一个地步，有一个能力，使你可以站在主面前。
But here is always watchful and pray, so there's to the point that there's the power that enable us to stand before the Lord.
那犹大书也告诉我们说，他可以保守我们站立在他面前。
And the book of Jude tells us that he is able to keep us stand before the Lord.
保守我们不失脚。
And keep us from falling.
所以基督徒有一个很重大、很重要的学习。
So for Christians, there's a very important and great learning.
如果我们一直往自己看，一直往自己看，或一直看我们周围的人，我们失脚的机会非常大。
If we always look at ourselves or look at those around us, then the chance for us to fall is very great.
因为我们不会因为看我们自己会产生能力。
Because when we look at ourselves, there's no power.
那我们在我们周围的弟兄姊妹，有的可能比我们刚强，但他也没有刚强到一个地步，他会给我们能力。
And also those brothers and sisters around us, maybe they are stronger than us, but they are not stronger to the point they can give us the strength.
真正能给我们能力是那救我们的主。
The only one who can give us the strength is the Lord who saves us.
所以他可以保守我们不失脚，不失脚就是不掉到陷阱里面去。
So he's able to keep us from falling, that is not to fall into the snares.
而且是无瑕无疵，还可以欢欢喜喜地站在他面前。
And also being faultless and also stand him with exceeding joy.
这实在是一件很，这个是这话非常非常的宝贵。
That's very precious words.
前不久我去看望一个基督徒。
Not long ago, I visited a Christian.
我不知道为什么要去看他。
I did not know why I had to visit him.
我只知道里面有个感动说你要去看他。
I only knew that there was a touch that I should visit him.
我们想一去到他看他呢，他马上眼泪就掉下来。
As soon as I visit, then his tears fell down.
他说, 主知道我。
He told me that the Lord knew me.
今天你来的主就知道我现在需要什么。
As you come, the Lord truly knows what I need.
然后他就跟我讲了许多话。
And he told me many things.
在最开始他讲了一些话从心里面伸出出来的。
From beginning that he starts to tell me all the words from the bottom of his heart.
他讲到一个地步, 眼泪一直掉下来。
And to the point that tears keep falling.
我听了我心里很有印象。
I also had deep impression.
他说我一直在想。
He told me that I've been keep thinking.
我在等什么?
What am I waiting for?
我一直在想我在等什么?
I've always been thinking what I've been waiting for.
赚那么多钱有意义吗?
Is it meaningful after I earn so much money?
有这么多东西有意义吗?
Is it meaningful after I gain so much material?
我在等什么?
What am I waiting for?
是他一直在问，他一直讲，一直讲，眼泪一直掉。
He keeps asking and tears keep falling.
我们到底在等什么?
What exactly are we waiting for?
其实这些话对我们是很有帮助的。
All these words are so helpful to us.
如果今天我们在主还给我们有时间。 有亲近他的机会，预备我们可以站立在他的面前。
If today the Lord still gives us a time and to draw closer to Him, that's preparing us to stand before Him.
也许我们现在是非常软弱的。
Maybe now we are so weak.
也许我们是对于来到主面前是觉得很不在乎的。
Maybe we don't even care about drawing close to the Lord.
但主还给我们机会。
But the Lord still gives us opportunity.
主实在是怜悯我们。
The Lord is so merciful to us.
那我们提到说，主在宝座前的心意是什么？
And we mentioned that what is His will before the throne?
如果你知道主在天上宝座前他的心意是什么，你今天怎么预备，你就开始有方向。
If you know what Lord's will is before the heavenly throne, then you have the direction of preparation today.
那在启示录第四章最后告诉我们说，万物是因着他的旨意被造而有的。
For the end of book of Revelation chapter 4, it says that for all things are created by His pleasure.
万物不但是因着他自己被造而有的, 而且万物也是为了彰显他的荣耀的。
For all things are not only created by His will, but all things are created for His glory.
万物不但是彰显他的荣耀, 万物是要彰显他的尊贵, His honor.
All things are not only to manifest His glory, but also to manifest His honor.
而且万物不但彰显他的尊贵, 万物是要让神的能力不停留在天上, 不停留在神那里, 能够使神的能力可以彰显得清。
For all things are not only to manifest His honor, but also all things is to manifest God's power. So His power is not only being stayed in heaven.
所以今天我们如果看到我们 不能彰显他的荣耀，不能彰显他的尊贵，不能彰显他的能力，那可能我们距离他创造的心意还有相当的距离。
So if today we see ourselves not able to manifest His glory, honor, and power, then we know that there's a big gap for us to reach His will.
圣经告诉我们罪是怎么进来的。
The Bible tells us how the sin comes in.
然后到启示录第五章。 就救赎完成了。
And it comes to book of Revelation chapter 5, the salvation is accomplished.
救赎完成会产生什么结果?
What's the result of the accomplished of the salvation?
接受羔羊的救赎, 他一定要来到神的面前。
To receive the salvation of the Lamb, he must come before God.
所以如果说我们是接受的救恩, 却是没有真正来到神面前。
Therefore, if we receive the salvation, but we do not truly come before God,
这可能我们所接的救恩还不完全。
Then it might be the salvation we receive is not perfect.
所有在我们蒙救恩的人帮助我们的, 他不但帮助我们明白救恩, 要帮助我们来到赐给救恩的神面前。
For those who help us to receive salvation, not only they help us to understand salvation, but they should help us to come before God who gives the salvation.
这应该是没有选择的。
That should be no choice.
因为我们如果蒙恩得救却不到他面前, 那怎么有可能站立到他面前?
For if we are saved by grace, but we don't come before Him, how can we stand before Him?
因为有罪，因为有黑暗的势力，有撒旦的权势的缘故，所以神用国度来解决这个问题。
For because of sin, because of power of darkness, and also there's the power of Satan. Therefore, God uses kingdom to resolve the issue.
所以蒙恩得救的人，他是神的国度彰显的器皿。
For those who are saved by grace, they are the vessel of manifestation of God's kingdom.
这是相对于在黑暗的权势底下，在撒旦权势底下的另外一个国度。
That's in contrast of the another kingdom that's under the power of darkness.
所以蒙恩得救的人就成为主把他做成他的国度。
So those who are saved by grace, they are being accomplished by God's work to become a kingdom.
神创造人，在人还没有犯罪以前，神已经把服事、把侍奉已经赏赐给人。
God has created man, and before man sinned, God has already gave service to man.
可是人因为犯罪堕落，落在撒旦的权下。人并不能服侍神，也没有资格，也没有能力服侍神。
But because men sin and they fall under the power of darkness, so man could not and also had no ability to serve God.
所以人甚至成为撒旦的奴隶、撒旦的工具，或者是撒旦利用的对象。
So men become the slaves or the tools or those who are being used by Satan.
你如果不明白这个，你就会发现你现在世界上所看到的东西。你都不明白，因为你不知道后面有一个权势，就撒旦的权势在那里。
If you don't understand this, then you cannot understand whatever you see on earth today. There's a power of darkness behind it.
但是蒙恩得救的人呢，就把他归向神，他成为在神的国度里面，神的权柄底下。
But those who are saved by grace, God has led them to be unto God and under His kingdom.
而且神也使这个蒙恩得救的人。成为服侍他的宝贵的器皿。
And also, God let those who are saved by grace become those who serve, become the precious vessels.
所以做祭司归向神。
So to be priests unto God.
而且是在地上把神的王权彰显出来。
And also, they reign and manifest God's kingdom on earth.
所以今天如果神的王权能在什么地方彰显，那个地方就神的国度在那里。就成为实际。
So wherever the kingship is being manifested, then wherever there's the reality of God's kingdom.
所以在这些的彰显当中，你就发现神的荣耀要彰显。
So in such manifestation, then you see the manifest of God's glory.
尊贵要彰显。
Manifest of His honor.
能力要彰显。
And manifest of His power.
还有什么要彰显
？And what else?
启示录第五章第十二节。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 12.
十二节这个赞美的话里面说，配得权柄，权柄这个就是能力。
The praises here in verse 12 says that worthy for the power, which is strength, power.
丰富。
Riches.
你知道，在神把他的国度彰显，把弟兄姊妹带到服事里面，神的丰富也在当中显明出来。
When God manifests His kingdom and bring all the brothers and sisters into His ministry, then God's riches shall be manifested.
神是丰富的神。
God is the God of abundance.
神借着这样的机会来彰显。
And God used this chance to manifest.
神也显明他的智慧。
And also manifests His wisdom.
所以神借着教会，要使天上执政掌权的得知神百般的智慧。
So through church, God would like all the principalities on earth to know all the manifold wisdom of God.
所以教会如果真的是照着神所设立的起初的心意来这个显出教会的实际，那个神的智慧就更丰富的彰显，更丰满的彰显。
So if the church truly manifests what church should be according to the original will of God, then the God's wisdom should be even more manifested.
因为我们读到启示录第五章的时候，请回想一下，第二、第三章，第一、第二、三就讲教会。
As we read Revelation chapter 5, and when we look back, chapter 2 and 3 talks about church.
主已经预言，到了末世的时候，到了主再来的时候，教会是个什么样的现象？
Lord has already prophesied that at the end of days, how church's condition will be.
有些的情况是离主很远很远。
Some condition truly fall short, fall far away from God.
有些情况是, 就是, 好像半吊子一样, 就是不是, 不是这么完全符合神的心意。
And some are really does not reach God's will.
但是有的情况, 就是是神满意的, 就是philatiphê。
But some condition is according to the satisfaction of God, that is Church of Philadelphia.
所以这些都把神的智慧显明出来。
And so all these manifest the wisdom of God.
然后这里有一个能力, 这个能力其实它是一个, 它讲的能力是强调在持守这一方面。
And there mentioned strength, which it means the keeping power.
啊, 然后另外尊贵荣耀颂赞。
And the honor, glory, and blessing.
所以这里是很宝贵的事情。
So that's so precious.
那我们看到在这个第七章就有圣徒来那个成就这件事情。
So in chapter 7, there are all the saints complete this.
在这些圣徒当中, 他们, 这些圣徒, 他们经历了大患难。
Among all those saints, they went through the great tribulation.
但是他们虽然经历大患难, 他们不是被患难限制了, 但是却是又来到神的面前, 来到宝座前。
Even though they go through great tribulation, but they are not being bounded by it, but they come before the throne of God.
所以他们在这个过程中, 他们 对羔羊的认识是不断的被提升起来。
So during this process, their understanding of the lamb is continued to be improved.
而且被羔羊带到神的宝座前。
And by the lamb, they come before the throne of God.
羔羊牧养他们。
The lamb shepherd them.
那到十二章呢, 就看到有一群圣徒呢, 是成就时代转换的这个工作。
And when it comes to chapter 12, there's a group of saints that they are able to contain the change of this generation.
那这些的圣徒呢, 他们在经历了一个特别就是神的国度在他们身上带来关键性的成就。
So those group of saints experience that the kingdom of God have a turning point upon them.
救恩带来关键性的丰满的经历。
And salvation is accomplished through this turning point.
能力带来丰满的经历。
And the power also comes to this riches of the experience.
而且是基督的权柄, 那个受膏的经历也带来丰满的经历。
And also the power of Christ and this anointing experience also become abundant.
那启示录十一、十二、十三章就提到有三年半的大灾难。
And Revelation chapter 11, 12, and 13 talks about 3.5 years of great tribulation.
我们等候主的再来, 当然最好的是能够在十二章那一批人, 能够去的话, 是最好的。
As we wait for Lord's return, it's the best if we are among those in chapter 12, this group of people that we just go with the Lord.
但是不是我们这样想, 我们就一定会是。
But it's not that we hope this way that we are.
那如果万一我们不是的话, 主的话还继续告诉我们怎样行在他的面前。
So in case we are not this group of people, then the Lord's words tell us how to continue walk before him.
所以我想给大家一点印象的缘故, 我们把启示录13章稍微读一下。
So to give you an impression, then let us read chapter 13 of Revelation.
这个印象呢, 就是万一我们在12章的那男孩子我们是没有份的。 啊, 那我们可能就要遇到这些情况。
So that in case we are not part of those saints of the boy being raptured in chapter 12, then we might encounter what happened in 13.
我们希望不遇到, 但是我们没有办法, 自己决定这件事情。
We hope we don't encounter those, but it's really out of our choice.
13章第一节,
chapter 13 verse 1.
我又看见一个兽从海中上来, 有十角七头, 在十角上带着十个冠冕, 七头上有亵渎的名号。
And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast raised up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy.
我所看见的兽形状像豹, 脚像熊的脚, 口像狮子的口, 那龙将自己的能力, 座位和大权柄都给了他。
And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet was like a feet of bear, and his mouth as the mouth of lion, and dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority.
我看见兽的七头中有一个似乎受了死伤，那死伤却医好了，全地的人都稀奇跟从那兽。
And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast.
又拜那龙，因为他将自己的权柄给了兽，也拜兽，说谁能比这兽，谁能与他交战呢？
And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?
又是给他说夸大亵渎的话的口，又有权柄赐给他，可以任意而行42个月。
And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months.
兽就开口向神说亵渎的话。亵渎神的名，并他的帐幕，以及那些住在天上的。
And he opened his mouth in blaspheme against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven.
又任凭他与圣徒征战，并且得胜，也把权柄赐给他，赐福各族、各民、各方、各国。
And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindred and tongues and nations.
凡住在地上，名字从创世以来没有记在被杀是羔羊生命册上的人，都要拜他。
And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
凡有耳的就应当听。
If any man have an ear, let him hear.
掳掠人的必被掳掠，用刀杀人的必被刀杀。圣徒的忍耐和信心就是在此。
He that leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints.
我又看见另有一个兽从地中上来，有两脚如同羊羔，说话好像龙。
And I behold another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb. He spoke as a dragon.
他在头一个兽面前施行头一个兽所有的权柄，并且叫地和住在地上的人都拜那死伤医好的头一个兽。
And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed.
又行大奇事，甚至在人面前叫火从天降在地上。
And he does great wonders, so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man.
他因是给他权柄，在兽面前能行奇事。就迷惑住在地上的人，说要给那受刀伤还活着的兽做个像。
And deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles that he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had a wound by the sword and live.
又有权柄是给他叫兽像有生气，并且能说话，又叫所有不拜兽像的人都被杀害。
And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed.
他又叫众人无论大小、贫富、自主的、为奴的，都在右手上或是在额上受一个印记。
And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads.
除了那受印记有兽名或有兽名数目的，都不得做买卖。
And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name.
在这里有智慧，凡有聪明的，可以计算兽的数目，因为这是人的数目，它的数目是666。
Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of men, and his number is 666.
这里给我们看到，在进入大灾难的那个时候，一些环境的现象。
Here shows us all the circumstances and situations of when we enter into the great tribulation.
它有一个兽，这个兽呢，从地中上来；另外一个兽从海中上来。
There is a beast, one comes from the earth, the other one from the sea.
这个兽呢，一般可能讲它是假基督。
And this beast, people call it as Antichrist.
另外一个兽呢是假先知。
And the other one is anti-prophet.
那这个兽呢，一面可以代表是一个人，一面又是代表一个国。
On the one hand, the beast represents a man. On the other hand, it represents a kingdom.
那这个兽呢，如果是代表一个国呢，就好像这个世界历史上有巴比伦、波斯、希腊、罗马四大帝国。
So when the beast represents a kingdom, then just like there's the Babylonian Empire, Persian, Greek, and also Rome Empire.
巴比伦的代表是狮子。
The representation of Babylonian Empire is lion.
波斯的这个象征是熊。
Persian is like a bear.
那个希腊是豹。
Greek is leopard.
那豹的特性一面是快。
The characteristics of leopard on the one hand is fast.
他讲说这个形状像豹。
The image is like a leopard.
那就是豹，我们知道豹一般给我们感觉是快快快。
For a leopard, usually we feel it's so fast.
那如果是从希腊帝国的特性来看的话，它又代表智慧。
From the characteristics of the Greek Empire, represents wisdom.
或者强调人的智慧，强调人的体能的完美。
Or focus on the wisdom of man or the fullness of the strength of man.
那最近我在思想呢，这个豹身上满了花纹的。
And also, as I meditate, the leopards are full of spots.
这很明显的，满了花纹。
And so obvious, it's full of spots.
我不晓得我这个感受对不对，可以给大家参考。
I don't know if my feeling is right, but it's for your reference.
它的花纹是一点一点一点，很多很多很多。
There are just so many spots on him.
我就想说，我们现在是不是进入一个时代叫大数据时代
？Isn't that now we enter into the time that's called big data?
什么东西都很多，你大数据其实不是只用在统计啊这些数学方面，大数据也用在每一个行业或每一个方面。
Everything is in great quantities. That big data is not only used for analyze, but it uses at every single industry.
其实大数据其实就从另外一个角度讲，就是那个资讯是爆炸的一种状态。
Big data just means the information is come to an explosion.
一面你可以得到各种的资讯。
On the one hand, you can receive all kinds of information.
当然，你有工具，你可以去分析它。
Of course, you have the tool to analyze it.
那这个这么多的资讯，你会产生到一个地步，你知道很多，但其实你又好像又不知道。
With so much data, it might be to the point that it seems you know a lot, but actually you don't know.
但最大的影响就是，对于圣经，我们可能没有资讯。
But the greatest impact might be we actually have no information toward the Bible.
最大的问题就是，我们对于解释圣经的东西知道很多。对圣经本身不知道。
The greatest problem might be we know a lot of explanation towards the Bible.
希腊有个特性。
We don't know about the Bible.
希腊有个特性，保罗传福音去那里的时候，一个特性就是在雅典的人是说说听听，但什么都不在意他讲什么。
The special characteristics of Greece as Paul went there is that those in Athens they just like to talk and gossip, but then.Actually, they don't really know what they're talking about.
所以今天我们也可能在这个情况，我们是说说听听，我们对于圣经以外的东西是非常在意，但于圣经本身，我们确实真正的知道很少。
So today we might also fall in such condition that we also listen and hear a lot and we talk, but we know a lot about things not in the Bible.
但真正能给我们方向，真正给我们力量。真正给我们有指引的，就是主的话。
But what gives us the direction power is Lord's words.
这要把我们带进生命的丰富里面，带进神旨意的实际里面，带到神要把我们进到荣耀的那个神心意里面。
That will bring us into the reality of God's will and all the riches of His life, and also bring us into His glories.
但这里有个世代，他报的情形。
But there's this generation that is exploding.
啊，另外一个是这一个，另外就是熊，我上次提到，它的特性，一面就是自大，一面就是这个肉体。
And there's also the bear. On the one hand, he's boasting, and the other hand, it's flesh.
对，我们现在，我们可能处在一个时代，再没有像这么这个时代，这个受教育是这么普遍。
We might be in the generation that's never been before that it's the education is so widely spread.
每个人都有他一点特殊的专长。
Every single one has his own expertise.
都可以夸口的。
They can all boast about something.
都有本事夸口的。
And they have the ability to boast.
那这里有一个情况是在那个熊的那个情况下。
So that's under the condition of a bear.
那这里呢，体贴肉体是跟体贴圣灵是相对的。
And being mind of flesh is the opposite of mind the spirit.
肉体膨胀的缘故，圣灵的经历就很难。
The boasting of a flesh, so it's harder to experience the experience of the spirit.
那另外就是狮子啊，像巴比伦啊，巴比伦就是他们狮子。当然是有权柄，另外也是怎么样说，他那个巴比伦也是造偶像。
So there's the lion, that's the Babylonian Empire, which has authority and also build idols.
那不只是这样，而且他们呢，这些呢，是喜欢征战的。
And not only that, those like to fight.
而且这个征战的对象是圣徒。
And the object of their fighting are the saints.
他征战对象是圣徒。
They are war against the saints.
他没有说是爱主或不爱主，他就是说是圣徒。
Here doesn't mention whether the saints love or not love the Lord, but only mention the saints.
然后呢，他们是亵渎的。
And also they blaspheme.
他居然会亵渎神，他当然对于相信神的、相信主耶稣的人不会尊重的。
Since they blaspheme against God, so of course they don't respect those who believe the Lord.
而且甚至这个像第二只兽呢，还会杀害。
And the second beast has ability to kill.
还有控制生活的能力。
And has the power to control life.
那在这里面有没有出路呢
？So is there a way out from here?
在这一章里面呢，在第八节说，凡住在地上，名字从创世以来。没有被记在被杀之羔羊生命册上的人都要拜他。
In verse 8, here says that all that dwell upon the earth should worship him whose names are not written in the book of the life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
所以真正能从这里得释放的是被记在生命册上的人。
So those who can truly be set free from all these are those whose names are written on the book of life.
从这个危机中能够得解脱的是真的是在生命册上有份的人。
Those who are being delivered from this crisis are those who partake the book of life.
也可以说是我们得到的羔羊赐给的新造的生命，一个顺着新造生命去生活的人。
That is those who have received the new life of the Lamb, and also they follow this new life to live.
所以这里说是有耳的就应当听。
So here says that those who have ear, let him hear.
所以主给我们新的生命。就根据这个新的生命，给我们一个新的听力。
So the Lord gives us a new life, and based on this new life, He gives us a new ability to hear.
这听到的是羔羊的声音，听到的是我们的救主的声音。
So they hear the voice of the Lamb, hear the voice of our Savior.
所以主会在每一个情况底下向我们说话。
So the Lord speaks to us in all kinds of circumstances.
所以虽然那个情况是非常的困难。
Even though such circumstances is very difficult.
但是他顺着羔羊的生命，他就可以胜过这些。
But they follow the voice of the Lamb, they can overcome these.
然后我们再看十四章启示录十四章。
And Revelation chapter
14. 第一节到第五节。
Verse 1 through 5.
我又观看见羔羊站在锡安上，同他又有十四万四千人。都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
I look, and lo, a lamb stand on the Mount Sinai, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads.
我听见从天上有声音，像众水的声音，像和大雷的声音，并且我所听见的，好像弹琴的所弹的琴声。
And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harps, harping with their harps.
他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌。除了从地上买来的那十四万四千人以外，没有人能学这歌。
And they sang as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth.
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身，羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来做粗俗的果子，归于神和羔羊。
These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruit unto God and to the Lamb.
在他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
And in their mouths was found no guile, for they were without fault before the throne of God.
所以这里有一批人，他是羔羊无论往哪里去，他都跟随他。
So there's a group of people that no matter where lamb goes, they follow.
因为他羔羊无论往哪里，他都跟随他。
Because wherever the lamb goes, they follow.
所以他们是分别为圣的。
So they are being sanctified.
所以他们不但是分别为圣的，而且他们是生命，因为跟随羔羊的缘故，能够逐渐的长大成熟。
Not only they are being sanctified, but because they follow the Lamb, so their life can become mature.
而且他们是在人间买来做粗俗的果子。
And they are being redeemed from among men, being the first fruits.
好，今天我们跟随主，你就有机会成为这粗俗的一群。
As today we follow the Lord, we have the opportunity to become those first fruits.
而且呢，在他们口中查不出谎言来。
And from their mouths there was found no guilt.
口中查不出谎言来，表示他们心里也是被更新清洁的。
When their mouths found no guilt, that means they have a clear conscience and being renewed in heart.
因为我们的口通常是反映我们的心。
For our mouths express our hearts.
如果我们口所出来的是苦毒，常常是我们的心被苦毒充满。
If our mouths come out with bitterness, that means our heart is being filled with bitterness.
如果我们口出来的是忧愁，我们的心事实上也先被忧愁充满。
If our mouths come out sorrows, that means our heart is sorrowful.
如果我们口出来是害怕，其实我们是已经被害怕充满在心里面。
If fear comes out of our mouths, that means our heart is full of fear.
心里所充满的，口里就会说出来。
Whatever our heart feels, the mouth speaks out.
所以他们的心中没有谎言，所以口里不会有谎言。
Because they are in their heart, there is no lies. Therefore, out of their mouth, there are no lies.
他因为跟随羔羊的缘故，他不会活在虚谎当中。
As they follow the Lamb, so they don't live in vain.
因为我们的主就是道路、真理、生命。
For our Lord is the way, truth, and life.
你跟随我们的主，你就进入真理的世界。
For when we follow our Lord, then we enter into the reality of truth.
那在这些跟随羔羊的人，他们身上发生过什么事？
So what happened to those who follow the Lamb?
我觉得在约翰福音第一章那一个 那些情况可以给我们一些参考。
In first chapter of John, then all the situation can give us some reference.
一个真正跟随主的，在他里面是有故事的。
For someone who truly followed the Lord, there are stories within.
他绝对不是只知道一点字面的道理。
They definitely not only know the letters.
在他身上一定有故事会发生的。
There must be some stories happen.
我们看约翰福音第一章三十六节开始。
John chapter one, starting from verse 36.
他见耶稣行走，就说：“看啊，这是神的羔羊。”
And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比，在哪里住？”
Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said unto them, "Where seek you?" They say unto him, "Rabbi, where dost thou?"
耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他在哪里住，这一天便与他同住，那时约有深圳了。
He said unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the tenth hour.
老约翰在写这卷书的时候，差不多一百岁了。
John, he was already about 100 years old when he wrote this.
这件事情发生，可能是在60年或者更久以前发生的。
This might happen about 60 or even further years ago.
但是这件事情的印象深刻到一个地步，他连时间都记得清清楚楚。
But this was so deep, this created a deep impression to him that he even remembered the time.
可见那一次他遇见主，在他生命中是一个强烈的震撼。
So that would be a great impact as he met the Lord that day.
他不需要记在簿子上面，是神把他刻在心里面。
He did not need to write down on the notebook, but God has engraved this in his heart.
他知道那时候是几点钟。
He knew what time that was.
他那时候遇见主。
He met the Lord at that time.
他去跟主住一下下。
And he abode with the Lord a little bit.
结果他一生就转变了。
Then his whole life turned around.
这可以说是他转变的那个时刻，他记得清清楚楚。
That's he remembered exactly the time of his turning point.
所有跟随羔羊的人都会有痕迹的。
All those who follow the Lord will have scars being left.
因为你跟随他的时候，他已经在你生命中做了一个什么你从来没想过的东西。
For as you follow the Lamb, he definitely will do something in your life that you never imagined.
然后我们再看下去。
Then let's continue.
四十节。
Verse 40.
听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得兄弟安德烈。
One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。
He first found his own brother Simon and said unto him, "We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted as the Christ."
这里有一个安德烈，他里面有一个肯定，他遇见了基督，他遇见了弥赛亚了。
Inside Andrew, there's something for sure in him that he has found the Messiah, Christ.
他不是遇见有弥赛亚这个 title 的人，他是遇见弥赛亚这个人这个实际。
He's not just meeting someone with the title of Messiah, but he has met this person in real.
而且他不但遇见了，在他生命产生强烈的影响，他要去找他最近的，他找他的哥哥来一起来遇见弥赛亚。
And not only himself met Messiah, but he would like to find the closest person in his life, such as Simon, his brother, to meet Messiah.
所以所有遇见主的人，他都会在他身上有变化的。
So for all those who meet the Lord, there will be a change in him.
他知道他里面遇见了什么东西。
He knows what he has encountered inside.
你知道，你遇见，你知道你遇见什么。
You would know what you have met.
他遇见了弥赛亚。
Met Messiah.
而且呢，他还能产生一个动力，去找他哥哥。
And there's the motivation. He went to look for his brother.
而且跟他哥哥讲说，我遇见弥赛亚了。
And told his brother that I have met Messiah.
所以他对他所遇见的，他是肯定的。
So he's so sure to whom he has met.
我不晓得主跟他讲什么。
I don't know what the Lord spoke to him.
这里也没讲。
It doesn't say here.
但是主一定是很奇妙的摸他了一下。让他知道说，你等候的就是我。
It must be the Lord miraculously touch him, and so he know whom you are waiting for is me.
然后呢，下面四十二节说，于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。基法翻出来就是彼得。”
And verse 42 says, He brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus behold him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah, thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone.
那基法来到主面前，我想他万万没有想到，他又来到面前没有改名字。
When Cephas came before the Lord, he has never imagined his name got changed.
我是从来没有改名字，我常常被人家问说你是不是改过名字。
I've never changed my name before, but often people ask me, "Have you changed your name?"
但是这个人是，他来到主面前，他本来叫听，他本来意思名字的意思是听见的意思，现在改成小石头。
But this person, he came before the Lord. Originally, the meaning of his name was heard, but now it's been changed to a stone.
好像告诉我们说， 他要脱离旧造，他要进到新造里面去。
That's to tell us that he should be delivered from the old being and enter into the new creation.
所以这也是很多人的经历。
And that's many's experience.
你到了主面前去，你就发现旧的东西要脱掉。
When you come before the Lord, you find the old beings have to be delivered.
然后主说你叫基法。
And then the Lord says you are called Cephas.
你要活在新造里面。
You have to live in the new being.
然后下面又看下去。
And then we continue.
又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说：“来，跟从我吧。”
The day following, Jesus will go forth into Galilee and finds Philip and says unto him, "Follow me."
这腓力是波塞大人，和安德烈、彼得同城。
Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter.
这里主耶稣遇见腓力，就是主耶稣去找腓力。
Here, the Lord met Philip. That is, the Lord went to look for Philip.
不是腓力去找主。
Not Philip go to find the Lord.
主遇见他。
The Lord met him.
主遇见他之后，就说：“跟从我吧。”
The Lord met him and said, "Follow me."
所以刚才我们讲说，你跟随羔羊的人，你不用担心啊，你不用担心，你不用自己用很多力气去想办法去跟随。
So those who follow the Lamb, you don't have to worry. You don't have to use your own effort to follow.
你需要遇见主。
You have to meet the Lord.
你一旦遇见了主，你就知道主要往哪里去。
Once you meet the Lord, then you know where the Lord will go.
你一旦遇见了主，你就有能力，主会给你能力跟随上去。
When you meet the Lord, then the Lord will give you the strength to follow.
这是很奇妙的事。
That's so amazing.
常常我们就是说。我们用想象的方式来跟随主，那并不是那个那么实际的。
Sometimes we use our own imagination to follow the Lord, but that's not practical.
所以你一旦遇见了主，你就不会走原来的走的路，你就会走主要带你走的路。
So as soon as you meet the Lord, you will not go back your old way. You will walk the way Lord would like you to go.
所以我们常常需要问：我遇见过主吗？
So we often have to ask, have we ever met the Lord?
我有持续在遇见主吗？
Am I continuing to meet the Lord?
我遇见主是多少年以前的事情？
How many years ago have I met the Lord?
我现在还遇见他吗？
Am I still meeting him?
还是我那么多年前遇见之后再也没遇见过他，我已经跟他走不同路了。
Or is that after I met him many years ago, I no longer see him again and I'm walking different way from him?
还是我过去遇见他，我现在仍然遇见他，我还要继续的跟他走同一条路。
Or is it I have met him before, but I'm still meeting with him now, and I continue to walk the same way as him?
遇见主的人跟随主是一件很自然的事情。
Those who meet the Lord to follow the Lord is so natural.
遇见主的人跟随主是力量是从主来的。
For those who meet the Lord, it's the strength coming from the Lord, the direction and the way to walk on is all being led by the Lord step by step.
他不需要自己忧虑很多。
They don't have to worry themselves.
一天的难处一天当就够了。
For each day have its worries of its own.
他只需要一步一步的跟随。
They just have to follow step by step.
在马太福音十六章，主说我们要背起自己的十字架跟随他。
In Book of Matthew chapter 16 says that we have to bear up our own cross to follow him.
那里的跟随又用了两个字，跟随主用了两个字。
And the follow in that chapter had two words.
第一个字是紧紧的跟随，就是主就跟在主的后面紧紧的跟随。
One of the words is to follow very closely, just right behind the Lord.
有时候我们讲跟随主，但我们远远的跟随。我们
Sometimes when we talk about follow the Lord, actually follow from far away.
但是他讲的是紧紧，主那是主耶稣用的字，紧紧的跟随他。
But the Lord used the word follow very closely.
你要看像我们有些小朋友跟父母亲特别的亲，所以呢，那个小朋友呢。那父母亲不可以离开他，一步都不可以离开他的。
As you see some children who are really attached to their parents, so the parents really cannot leave the child not even one step.
甚至那小朋友呢， 怕那个父母亲离开他呢，他是抱着他的腿，或者拉着他的手，反正就是一点都不可以离开的。
The little child was so afraid that parents would leave him for just a little bit that they really grabbed hard onto parents' legs.
紧紧的跟随。
To follow very closely.
也可以说是无依无靠的跟随主。
Without any other dependence, we follow the Lord.
如果你知道你自己是在一个无依无靠的光景。
If you know you are in such condition, you don't have any other dependence.
但是你确实有主可以来依靠，他成为你的依靠，这是何等有福的事情。
This is such a blessed thing if you have the Lord to become your dependent.
每一次我们如果是真正的无依无靠来到主面前，你就发现主是又真又活的向我们显现。
If each time you truly come before the Lord without depend on anything else, then you know our Lord is so real and living.
紧紧的跟随是我们需要经历的功课。
To follow very closely is a lesson we have to experience.
我们如果是一段距离看着主，其实我们那个跟随可能不是真正主要的。
If we look at the Lord from a distance, that's not the following which our Lord would like.
马太福音用的第二个字就是那个跟随是走在同一条路上的跟随。
The second word of the following being used in Matthew, that is to walk on the same way.
主怎样降卑自己，主怎样这个先降卑后升高，今天跟随他的人也同样要经过这个过程。
How the Lord humble himself, first he lowered himself and also being ascend on high, so those who follow him today should experience the same.
所以我们看到这个启示录第九章那一批人是在大灾难中，他好像被降卑了，但是呢，他却出到宝座前。
So in chapter 9 of Revelation, we see those go through great tribulation is that first they are being abased, but then they are being exalted on high to the throne.
遇见主。
To meet the Lord.
遇见主你就有跟随的方向。
To meet the Lord, then you have the direction of following.
遇见主你就有跟随的动力。
And to meet the Lord, then you have the motivation to follow.
跟随主不需要用想象。
To follow the Lord, you don't need to use your own imagination.
跟随主需要遇见被你跟随的主自己。
To follow the Lord, you have to meet the Lord who's being followed.
你遇见了他，一切的幻想通通掉，通通脱掉。
As soon as you meet him, all the imaginations are being put off.
所以如果我们要为主做见证，我们是真正要又真又活的遇见他。
So to testify for the Lord, we truly have to meet him in a living way.
如果我们是又真又活的遇见他，你就发现到弟兄姊妹当中，或者到福音朋友当中，你不需要去绞尽脑子。
So if we truly meet the Lord in a living way, then when we come between the gospel friends or with brothers and sisters, you really don't have to think so hard.
你只要把你遇见的带到那个当中，他们就会被主摸着。
As long as you bring what whom you have meet in the midst of them, then they are being touched by the Lord.
他被主摸着，他要不要接受是他的事，但是主的确是在那个情况会摸着他。
For they are being touched by the Lord, whether they accept or not, it's up to them, but truly the Lord is there.
好，我们再看这个约翰福音第一章四十四节。
Then John chapter 1 verse 44.
这腓力是伯赛大人，和安德烈、彼得同城。
Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter.
腓力找着拿但业，对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的，众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。”
Philip finds Nathanael and say unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
拿但业对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？腓力说，你来看。
And Nathanael say unto him, Can there be any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip says unto him, Come and see.
这里跟上刚讲的腓力，他会跟随主。
We mentioned that Philip know how to follow the Lord.
他跟随了主，结果他知道主就是在摩西五经记载的将要来的那一位。
So after he followed the Lord, he knows that Lord is the one mentioned by Moses, that he's the one to come.
摩西的神界的摩西所给的预言成就在耶稣基督的身上。
Through Moses, the prophecy is being fulfilled on Jesus Christ.
然后他就去找拿但业。
So then Philip went to look for Nathanael.
那拿单也来到主面前呢, 他看不起主耶稣。
And when Nathanael came before the Lord, he despised the Lord.
他说, 拿撒勒还出什么好东西吗?
He said, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?
但47节说, 耶稣看见拿单也来, 就指着他说, 看啊, 这个真以色列人, 他心里是没有诡诈的。
Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said to him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guilt.
拿单也对耶稣说, 你从哪里知道我呢? 耶稣回答说, 非利还没有招呼你, 你在无花果树底下, 我就看见你了。
Nathanael says unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called you, then you was under the fig tree, I saw thee.
拿单也说, 拉比, 你是神的儿子, 你是以色列的王。
Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel.
耶稣对他说, 因为我说在无花果树底下看见你, 你就信吗? 你将要看见比这更大的事。
Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I say unto thee, I saw thee under a fig tree, I believe thou, thou shalt see greater things than these.
又说, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 你们将要看见天开了, 神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
And he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter you shall see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
拿单也来到主面前, 主看到他心的深处。
When Nathanael came before the Lord saw the depth of his heart.
主知道他在想什么。
Lord knew what he was thinking.
主知道他看重什么。
And Lord knew what he set importance as.
所以他说这是一个真以色列人。
So the Lord said that he's an Israelite indeed.
他里面没有诡诈。
There's no guilt within him.
那主就告诉他说, 非利还没有找你, 我早早就看到你。
And the Lord told him, Before Philip looked for you, I already saw you.
所以拿单也里面马上感觉耶稣基督是神的儿子，是神自己。
So immediately Nathanael felt that Lord Jesus Christ is God Himself.
而且你是以色列的王，是国度的王。
And He's the King of Israel.
那因为他认识主，达到那个程度。
For his level of understanding of the Lord has reached such point.
所以主就说你还要看见更大的事情。
Then the Lord says you will see something greater.
主很希望我们对他有一个正确的认识。
The Lord really hope we have the correct understanding of him.
他是基督, 他是永生神的儿子, 这不是个口号。
It's not a slogan that he is Christ and he is the Son of God.
这是一个真实的认识。
This is the real understanding.
这是我里面有个真实的认识在我们里面。
If there is a real understanding within us,
他说我要把更大的事给你看。
Then he said, I will show you greater things.
常常我们没有办法再往前走, 就是我们的认识可能停在没有办法主把更大认识给我们的那个情况底下。
Often we cannot walk further, it's because our understanding stops at where the Lord cannot give us further things.
当拿单也他在主面前说你就是神的儿子，你就是以色列的王，他说我还要把更大的事告诉你。
When Nathanael says that you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel, then Lord says that I will show you greater things.
所以我们何等需要主帮助我们。
So how much will we need the Lord to help us?
如果我们的认识还没有达到主自己看为最好的那样的情况。
If our understanding is not yet to the level that our Lord thinks is the best,
我们是不是能向着主有一个敞开的心?
Are we able to have an open heart toward the Lord?
如果你不相信任何人没有关系,
it's okay if you don't trust anyone else.
你只要向主有敞开的心就可以。
As long as you have the open heart toward the Lord, that's enough.
你向主有一个完全敞开的心, 主就有办法把我们带到一个该有的正确的认识上面。
If you have a heart completely open toward the Lord, then the Lord is able to bring us to an accurate understanding.
因为一个基本的正确认识, 它会导致更深的、更大的认识。
For an accurate basic understanding, which will lead to a greater understanding.
如果我们的基础仍然在一个在神看来不是一个这么好的状态底下, 要把更大的认识、更深的认识给我们是很困难的。
If our foundation is not yet to the best point in God's sight, then it's hard for him to give us further understanding.
所以拿单也说你是神的儿子。
So,
你是以色列的王。
As Daniel say that you are the son of God, you are the king of Israel.
主就说我要把更大的事指示你。
Then the Lord says, I will show you greater things.
而且你们还要看见神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
And you will see the angel of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
你要看见天开了。
You will see the heaven open.
天上的事情不再是遥远的事情。
The heavenly things is no longer so far away.
所以这是很宝贵的事情。
So that's so precious.
你跟随主如果只落在一种观念上，只是一种自己的意志上，这是很痛苦的事情。
When you follow the Lord, if you only follow within your concept or your own mind and your own will, it's very difficult.
在我们跟随主的过程，如果你不断的遇见主，再遇见主，遇见主，再遇见主。
In the process of us following the Lord, if you meet the Lord over and over again,
你就发现刚才讲的启示录十三的那些的问题限制不了你。
Then all the problems happen in Revelation chapter 13 cannot bound you.
那还有一段圣经，我想就时间缘故就不读了。
And there's another scripture that because of time we won't read.
约翰福音二十一章，当主恢复彼得之后，当主恢复彼得，他从这个三次否认主，主恢复他以后。
In John 21, after the Lord restored Peter from denying the Lord three times.
然后主就呼召彼得说跟随主。
Then the Lord called Peter, follow him.
然后彼得呢就想想跟随我要跟随主，但是他说但是坐我旁边这个人怎么办。
So, and then Peter saw that, yes, I would like to follow the Lord, but what about the person sitting next to me?
那主说你不要管他怎么办，如果我要他等到我来也不干你的事。
And the Lord told Peter that don't worry about him, if I would like him to wait until I come, it's not your business.
跟随主在某一方面是跟随，是跟主一对一的关系。
So in certain aspect, to follow the Lord is one-to-one personal relationship.
虽然教会有全体的一面，但是跟随主也有个人的这一面。
Even though the church has a corporate aspect, but following the Lord also has the individual aspect.
也就是说，你需要真正受主的带领。
That is that you have to truly be led by the Lord.
主对每一个人的带领上面有他的特殊性。
For Lord leads each person in a very unique way.
我们要注意的是，我是不是真正的有主的带领。
What I have to pay attention is that is it truly I'm being led by the Lord?
我确定这是出于主的。
I have to be sure this is of the Lord.
我确定主是叫我这样子一步一步跟随他的。
I have to be sure the Lord tells me to follow him this way, step by step.
至于在我们旁边的，主说，我有我的带领在他身上，你不用那么在，你不用一天到晚盯着他。
But those around us, the Lord tells us that He has His leading upon them. You don't have to worry about them.
有的时候我们太注意旁边了。
Oftentimes we care too much about others.
刚好我们旁边是一个跌倒的弟兄。
It might be next to me are some brother who falls.
所以我们说，我们因为他，我们也跌倒。
And because of him, I fall also.
然后见主的说，主说，见主的说，主啊，我因着他跌倒。
Then when I meet the Lord, I say that Lord, I fall because of him.
主是说叫你跟随主，跟随我，不是跟随他。
Then the Lord says that I tell you to follow me, not follow him.
所以这是一个很宝贵的功课。
So that's a very precious lesson.
弟兄姊妹，我们是彼此提醒。
Let's encourage each other.
我们所面临的环境是越来越难的一个环境。
The circumstances we face is getting more and more difficult.
他所考验的是我们跟主的跟随呢，是真实的，是亲密的，还是只是一个在想象中的？
It tests our following of the Lord, whether it's real, intimate, or just out of our own imagination.
有许多的情况是只有主能帮助我们。
So many circumstances, it's only the Lord who can help us.
我们没有轻看弟兄姊妹。
We do not look down on brothers and sisters.
我们也需要弟兄姊妹。
We do need brothers and sisters.
但是只有主可以帮助我们。
But only the Lord can help us.
只有主可以引导我们。
Only the Lord can guide us.
愿主亲自帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你宝血底下。
We offer up those words back to your precious blood.
有些话需要你重新的把它再点活。
We do need to quicken some of those words.
有些话需要你解开。
And we do need you to open up those words.
主，人的话是有限的。
Man's words are so limited.
求你照你无限的全能来做无限的工作。
Do pray that you do the unlimited work based on your unlimited ability.
愿你为你自己得着能够回到宝座前的那许多的宝贵的弟兄姊妹。
Do pray that you can gain precious brothers and sisters who can return to the throne.
让你自己心满意足，那众圣徒也能够欢喜快乐的在你面前。
So your heart can be fully pleased, and all the saints can rejoice to come before you.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.